This is Barry Paul Price, and this week I want to give you a sneak peek into a fantastic insight that we shared in our advanced mastermind call with a client who wanted to know why she had been attracting and attracted to bad boys instead of good men. Take a listen.
When we talk, okay, about anything to do with meeting the man of your dreams, there's always the specifics of like, well, what do I do when he asks for my number? Those are the specifics. But the real reason most women are still single is because there's some root issue, right? Like, I don't feel like I'm worthy, or I'm not good enough. And that root issue shows up in a million little ways as I can't keep eye contact when the guy I want looks at me. When he asks for my number, I clam up, all these things. So we look at the root issue because when you solve it, all the other stuff goes away on its own. So why are bad boys attractive? Well, let's look at the root issue. We can describe the problem, or we can just get to the root. Most of the time, now I won't say all, but most of the time there is a core experience that the woman has had in her life, either through a role model or who she had to be, especially if it's who she had to be because of her dad, where the wounded bird, the man that can be fixed, the emotionally unavailable guy, who, if the woman just tries harder, or maybe she's the person who can unlock him, who can fix him, who can help him be happy. It's almost always a woman trying to find a guy who isn't happy. Bad boys are rarely content, like deeply content and peaceful inside. They're troubled. And usually at a spiritual level or an emotional level. Now, they may cover it up well because they're covering it up with success. Because they just work a lot. And that's what soothes their ego, even though they're not content. That's how they get their feeling that they're good enough. Or they are handsome, and so they have a lot of sex. Whatever it is that's making them seem like a bad boy, right? But the root core wound that they have is appealing to women who feel like their significance, their value, their importance, what makes them enough is that they can save people. They can change people. And it's acquired very early on, either through being the little girl who's trying to save a dad who's detached and mom doesn't understand him and there's a rift between mom and dad, so she becomes his special girl, who at least they can relate, or the dad who's totally not available, who's so withdrawn or so whatever it is, that she's not good enough for dad either. So now she needs to find a guy to continue working that through. Bad boys are attractive because they are like that loose tooth that you just can't stop screwing with your tongue. It's the loose end of, I can fix a guy with a problem. So how do we solve it? We do two things. We address the root issue of where the wound began, who was I trying to save or who couldn't be fixed or who wasn't available in my childhood. And the second thing we have to do is we look at, where am I not content? This is the codependence that comes up in like addiction stuff, right? He is emotionally unavailable, so he's escaping. He feels like a failure. He's escaping into alcohol. And my part is, I don't feel really worthy in the world unless I can say, well, he needs me. He'd go to pieces without me, so I'm important. So there's some kind of payoff emotionally. So there's always a payoff for trying to be good enough for a bad boy, for trying to be enough that it will even make him not want to be bad anymore. Does this make sense?
Oh, if you could see me, I'm nodding through the whole of what you were just saying.
We went on and got much deeper, but we can't share the whole coaching call with you. If you would like to find out more about how you can date a man, not a boy, and get a little deeper into this work, go to my free training at datemennotboys.com/webinarreplay10. That's webinar replay and the number 10. Much love.